Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, the housing situation here is extremely dire, making people desperate, even prepared to make a sacrifice to the housing gods. Well, not exactly a sacrifice. Alison Byrne has built a shrine to them and joins us now. Good afternoon, Alison.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Describe your shrine. What does it look like?
So it looks like a Virgin Mary grotto that you might see down the countryside. So there's a grotto piece with the Lady on the Rock statue from Dublin Mouldings. They were very kind to let me use her as my deity. And then I built a wooden structure underneath that where people could leave their offerings to the housing gods. And I've populated it myself with a few things that I think are important that a lot of us are missing out on, like being able to have friends over for a glass of wine. So there's a bottle of wine and a wine glass, or there's a teddy bear to represent having a family, or a clock for, you know, your time running out. Mm. So there's a few bits like that scattered around it. And then I invite people to bring their own offering to the shrine so that it continuously evolves.
Right. OK. And so people have been leaving other things there as well. What kinds of things?
Yeah. So people have left coins like, you know, a euro. Mm. Obviously, that's representative of like needing the money. People have left semi-precious stones, feathers, a little acorn bits. So, you know, maybe representing wanting to live near nature, seashells, that kind of thing. And most predominantly keys. That was what I started asking people to leave.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. And so is it in a permanent position, the shrine, or have you kind of moved it around various different places?
I've moved it around. So currently it's just deconstructed in my house. Yeah. But I've brought it to, it originally was for an exhibition with the Glass Society in the Botanic Gardens. And then I brought it to Festival Manaw in January. And then also I've literally just had it at FizzFest in Phibsborough, and I'll be going back to Manaw Festival on 20th of June with it.
Yeah.
So it moves around.
Yeah, but it grows each time.
Every time,
the sounds
yeah.
Of it.
And one of the lovely things is at Festival Manaw, people were writing little notes, like their manifestations or wishes and prayers, and they were leaving them at the shrine. So what I did then was I took those notes because I didn't want to lose any of them. Some of them were so precious that what people said, things like, I found my forever home, hold your faith, it'll happen, or please end homelessness and stuff like that. So I've wallpapered the inside of the grotto with all of those notes from past participants. Mm. So they've become a permanent part of the shrine.
God, that's kind of poignant.
Yeah.
Really. Have you met many of the people who visited your shrine and left notes and or objects?
I tend to stay with the shrine and talk to people because I wanted it to be a moment of solidarity, because one of the reasons I made it is because I feel so impotent in my ability to do anything about the housing crisis. And this feels like a moment of doing something for yourself or for each other to kind of come together, light a candle, you know, have a chat,
that
you're not alone, and know that it's not your fault that you're struggling.
Mm. And most of the people who visited the shrine, would they be actively looking, and I assume different sort of set of life circumstances and that kind of thing?
Like most of the people I've spoken to are either themselves looking for buying their own home, or they're currently renting and they're worried about the rents kind of constantly going up and whether they can afford to stay, or they're thinking about emigrating, or they're older and they're talking about their own sons and daughters who are struggling and they can't help, or they want to help, but like their house is too small, or, you know, so everyone has a story who comes to the shrine.
And when you had been involved in this struggle, and hopefully this is all going to come right for you on Monday, but you were carrying a baster around with you.
Yes.
Okay, explain that.
So I've been doing artwork in the housing crisis for a while, and I was trying to think of my new sculpture. And obviously I'm trying to buy a house myself, and a friend of mine suggested that I buy something for my future house as a kind of a manifestation technique. And so I think of chicken dinners as being a real home meal, and that represents home to me. So I went out and I bought a chicken baster.
Okay, better than a chicken, actually. Yeah.
But like specifically something that wasn't that like a candle that I might have in my rented house. So this was very specifically for the future house, and I was carrying it with me to the viewings, and I was just laughing at how absurd it was that I was carrying a chicken baster, as if that was going to help me get a house. But I also noticed other people were doing things like burying coins in the garden. They had little bottles of holy water to splash on the cornerstones. Do you know, so people were doing these rituals, and that idea of ritual stuck in my head. And then at that time, the Tomato Bridge of Drumcondra had just happened, and it just all clicked in my head that I should make a shrine.
Does it, because in one way it's kind of sweet, another way it's very sad.
Yeah.
You could just see this as a sign of desperation.
And that's exactly what it is. It is desperation. But one of the things with art is you can use a tortured artist's soul. You know, you use your own pain to either bring levity or humour, or like you shine a spotlight onto the situation. Like, we all know it's happening, but the more we make things around it, the more pressure the government's under to do something about it.
How long have you been looking for? How long have you been going around with your baster?
So the baster's a relatively recent addition, but I've been actively looking since 2019.
Oh my word.
Yeah, yeah. Now COVID obviously kind of...
Yeah.
Scuppered that a bit, but probably very invested in the last 3 years. And then I found a house last February. I went to Sale Agreed, and I've been still Sale Agreed.
So, yeah, because there's often those kind of complications paperwork and all that kind of stuff. Now, but compared probably to a lot of people, as I understand, you're relatively lucky. You had an aunt who was able to let you live in a place. So,
yeah. So I'm renting off my aunt, but I'm 40 years old and I live with my two cousins who are in their 20s. So, you know, it's a beautiful situation that I get to spend time with my cousins, but it's also incredibly frustrating because I'm 40 and I shouldn't. You know, that I feel guilty for feeling resentful of that situation. And I'm aware that I'm very privileged. But then that's such a low bar that our idea of what's acceptable or what's good now has been so warped by the housing crisis.
Yeah. Are your cousins, though, looking at you and going, is this my future?
Yeah, well, like, one cousin is about to move off to Australia. He's 23 and he's leaving in September. His older sister left 2 years ago, just as I moved into the house. They're moving away. They don't see a future here at all.
Yeah. Have you met any people who have come back to the shrine and said it worked?
Yes, I actually have. a girl, Gemma, I had the shrine out for the winter solstice sunrise on Sandy Mount Beach, and she came out with her daughter. And they left a note saying, new gaff, new gaff. And she was telling me about a council house that she really wanted to get, but she wasn't sure. And she actually messaged me about a month ago to say that she got the very council house that she was hoping to get. And she was just saying how thankful she was to me in the shrine. And I was like, that really wasn't me. That was you doing all of the work getting it. But so there's been one success.
That's true. Yeah. Well, what about the power of the chicken's wishbone? Says another chap.
Oh,
so that's true.
Yeah.
We don't really think about that anymore. I've got to say, Alison, wish you the very, very best of luck on Monday. Hope everything, you know, legally and all the rest of it works out. Will you be bringing your baster with you?
I will absolutely bring my baster.
Can you actually put ink in a baster and sign the papers with that? That would be really cool. It would probably,
I'd make a mess, but
probably baffle your solicitor a bit. Alison, thanks a million for coming to talk to us today. That was Alison Byrne there, the artist and glassmaker.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.